We're revisiting the bid by Queenstown Lakes District Council to crack down on Airbnb. The council says an increasing number of people are listing their homes on the service, and that's contributing to the severe housing shortage. The council wants to restrict residents to only being able to rent out their homes for a maximum of 28 days a year. Now, here's the response from one Airbnb host in Queenstown, Phil Andrew, who called Kerry and Mark's show.
I would be absolutely incensed, and I'd be screaming from the highest rafters if they decided to target the mum and dad or the couples with a relatively large mortgage that are live in on their property, trying to just make an extra few thousand dollars a year or whatever it may be to help them with their costs down here, because that's exactly what we've been doing.
Now, Airbnb's head of public policy for Australia and New Zealand, Brent Thomas, joins me. Brent, thank you for coming on the program.
Oh, good to talk with you today, Larry.
So, Brent, can you give us some context around this? First, what do you think of what the Queenstown Lakes District Council is trying to do here, limit residents from letting out their homes? What do you make of their idea?
Well, I'd say two things to start with, Larry. The first is, and we don't know the result yet, but if Queenstown goes ahead with this, they would be the most regressive, like the least progressive council, not only in New Zealand, but right throughout Australasia. I mean, this is really backward stuff, dinosaur stuff, from what is a tourism town. The other thing I'd say, Larry, and I think this is equally as important, you know, this policy was released at 6:59 p.m. on Monday night by a media release. So it's no wonder that those mum and dad, individual Airbnb hosts in Queenstown who share their homes are really upset with this process. We've been trying to work constructively with the mayor and with his office, and to have this process come out at 6:59 on Monday night is really an affront to those Queenstowners who share their homes to make a few extra $1,000 a year.
As I understand it, the council is only targeting residents who rent out their entire home on Airbnb, not individual rooms. Is that your understanding?
Well, we're still waiting to see the detail, but you know, 28 nights a year—that's only 6 or 7% of the entire year, and it's real sort of nanny state stuff to talk about caps and bans and those sorts of restrictions. These are people who, I mean, I share my home, I share my family home, and when we go away and people come and stay there, to only be able to share your home for 6 or 7% of the year, I mean, that's not only going to impact the hosts in Queenstown, but also the small businesses, the cafes, the restaurants, the local pubs who rely on that tourism dollar. So this has a real potential to cost jobs and cost tourism in Queenstown. And so it's of enormous concern to us.
What do you think this is about then? What's the agenda here?
Well, if the council, you know, we'd found the mayor to be a constructive and reasonable person, and we hope going forward that he continues to be so. But as I say, if the process was legitimate, you wouldn't put it out at 6:59 on a Monday night by a media release. You would have continued to have those discussions that we've been having with him and his office in good faith. So we'll see what happens. There's a process still to go, Larry, but certainly Airbnb is an economic lifeline for everyday Kiwis and small businesses in Queenstown, and we're concerned about where this is going.
Right. As I understand it, Queenstown's not the only one that has been looking at this. I think Tauranga is looking at this as well. Look, council, they do have the power to implement something like this, though, don't they?
Well, we'll wait and see the detail, but certainly it's of enormous concern. And we right around the world, we try to partner with governments to get the policy settings right, because each city and country, and in some cases states, they're all different and they've all got different needs. You know, one of the things we've done, and we'd be happy to talk with the mayor about this, we've partnered with more than 300 jurisdictions around the world to collect a visitor or an accommodation tax. Now, that's got to be applied to hotels. It's got to be applied to other traditional accommodation players as well. But we'd be very happy to talk about that with the mayor and to play a constructive role in this debate. But it's very hard to do that with a policy by media release.
Are things going to get worse, though, Brent, for Airbnb? Because Queenstown's not the only place, is it? If you look overseas at New York City, they have a ban on Airbnb on apartments for a stay of less than 30 days. That's exactly the same as Queenstown.
Well, let's talk about closer to home. South Australia, a new law last year, statewide, no caps, no restrictions. Tasmania, a new law statewide started the 1st of July this year. No caps, no bans. You know, consumers and voters, they're voting with their feet on this issue. People are enjoying staying, living like a local, staying outside of some of the traditional hotel areas and contributing money. They stay twice as long, they spend twice as much. That's money going to local economies. And so, you know, we're in 65,000 cities across the world. We're getting a lot of support close to home.
No, and I get I get that. Brett, I understand. I don't dispute that. But Barcelona, Paris, Amsterdam, Berlin, Santa Monica, New Orleans, they have all restricted Airbnb. Here's the thing. Council is saying that one of the problems here, and I think these are councils around, reflects councils around the world, is that these Airbnbs are not paying commercial rates. They don't have the same regulations as motels and hotels have to, so it's not a level playing field. What do you say?
Well, not at all. And what we see, you know, some of the big international hotels, we see them in country after country, in some cases not paying any tax for an entire financial year. We see them getting handouts from governments. So the idea that the big international hotels and their lobby come and preach to our community of mums and dads and individuals who are sharing their own homes is a bit confronting for those people. And there's about 2,000 listings in Queenstown, so it's very confronting for those people that are sharing their homes, Larry.
All right, Brent, thanks for coming on the program. Good to talk to you. That is Brent Thomas, Airbnb Head of Public Policy for Australia and New Zealand. It's now 4:17.